Well, let me try to answer your multifaceted question. And I guess the best way that I can answer it is by an analogy. We did not have space travel 30 years ago either. We have it today. We didn't have a Concorde. We have a Concorde today. We didn't have computers 30 years ago. We have them today in great number. Word processors and the like. I would ask you whether you think America or we as a society would be better off if we threw away computers, word processors, the Concorde, the medical advances that have taken place as a result of great work by physicians and others, the increasing expectation of longer life because of medical advances and experiments. I think that if you were to ask the American public, they would probably tell you no, that let's keep them. 30 years ago, I think I'm correct in suggesting to you that we did not have an intermediate court of appeals. And as a result, when you lost in the circuit court, you appealed immediately to the Michigan Supreme Court. There are still some states in the United States that do not today have an intermediate court of appeals. And as a result, you will find the Supreme Court of that particular state authoring a large number of opinions. I would also suggest to you that if you look at the United States Supreme Court, you will probably find that they're taking less number of cases and writing less number of opinions. Now, that could be for several reasons. It could be that there's sufficient law on the books already, and therefore there's no need to create new law. It may also mean that the court is being more circumspect, as I believe our Michigan Supreme Court is, in the cases that it chooses to take. It could, of course, take considerably more cases if it sought to do so. But the Michigan Supreme Court has said, and rightfully so, it is not an error-correcting court. There is no such thing as a perfect trial. If we were to set the standard of it must be a perfect trial with no error, we would never have a conclusion to any case, because invariably, because we are all human beings, including the jurors who presides a trial, is bound to commit error. There are certain standards that we judge the actions of the trial court by. Was there manifest injustice? Was the error harmless? Was the exercise of the discretion by the trial court, was it abusive? Was it reasonable? These kinds of things have emanated out of a number of decisions coming either from the Michigan Supreme Court or our Court of Appeals. Last year, 1990, while there were, would you say, 78 opinions?
71.
71 opinions. Opinion cases decided. I would suggest to you that there are probably 2,800 to 2,900 applications for leave to appeal.
I think you're correct.
And